The academies have attracted hundreds of teens from around the region who have aspirations of becoming professional soccer players, like Alex Zarikos of New Canaan.
That's what I always dreamed, just to play professionally somewhere, whether it's here, Europe, anywhere, just as long as I reach that professional level.
The club brings in ex-professional British soccer players to act as coaches, mirroring its academies back in the UK. But as Dan Courtemanche of US Major League Soccer explains, interest in the US market was invigorated in 2007 when England's famous footballer David Beckham left the UK for the Los Angeles Galaxy soccer team.
David arguably put MLS and the Galaxy on the global soccer map because everybody knew David.
And says Courtemanche, two other factors are responsible for what he calls the sport of the new America.
And that new America is made up of the millennial generation, those who are under the age of 30 who grew up with the game, and also the influx of immigrants.
A sentiment echoed by ex-Manchester United soccer player John Curtis, who now coaches in Norwalk for Everton America CT. He says soccer academies like his are being watched back home in the UK for investment potential and future players.
We could see other clubs, other brands, other franchises making their way over here and trying to find a little niche of this huge market.
The English team Manchester City and the New York Yankees baseball team recently partnered in a $100 million deal to create a new MLS soccer team next year in New York City. The British and American teams backing the deal are banking on US soccer gaining popularity. Brian Scott-Smith, WSHU News.